I don't remember the first time I saw High School Musical, or how old I was, but I remember how I felt about Zac Efron. Here and now, it's time for celebration. I finally figured out. Yeah, yeah. I guess you could say that he was my first celebrity crush. And at some point in your life, you probably had one. Maybe they were an actor, a singer, an athlete. I'd just like to say that in High School Musical, Zac Efron was all three. And it's someone you'll probably never meet, but somehow they still occupy a space in your brain.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay.
Okay, Brandy, who is your celebrity crush? Taylor Lautner.
Sydney Sweeney.
Ross Lynch and Olivia Holt.
Chad Michael Murray.
I would say Michael B. Jordan.
Cameron Diaz.
Probably Anne Hathaway is a big one for me. I always like her, especially in The Dark Knight Rises.
Liam Hemsworth.
But long before there was Michael B. Jordan and Chad Michael Murray, there was a whole history of people who felt the exact same way about someone. My grandma, for example, she was completely in love with Elvis. And then there's my dad. At one point, he had a pillow with Paula Abdul's face on it, so I asked him about it, and here's what he had to say.
Can you tell me a little bit about your pillow?
The Paula Abdul pillow I had growing up? It was a pillowcase that actually went on a regular pillow. But yeah, I had a crush on her. So I had a pillow. I think I bought it at Spencer's.
So yeah, definitely a little strange. But I can't blame him. I had Zac Efron and he had Paula Abdul, so clearly this has been happening for generations. But what's interesting to me is how these crushes have evolved over time.
How long do you think Beatlemania will last?
As long as you all keep coming.
The Beatles are great, Harvey and Mrs.
I love them. I don't care what anybody thinks. I love the Beatles for them, and I'll always love them. Even when I'm 105 and an old grandmother, I'll love them. And Paul McCartney, if you are listening, Adrian from Brooklyn loves you with all her heart.
That's the sound of Beatlemania. Back in the 1960s, fans of the Beatles were screaming, crying, and fainting just to catch a quick glimpse of them. And it was one of the first times we saw fandom truly reach this level of intensity. And then, of course, more boy bands came along with NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. But then in the 2010s, there was One Direction. Oh, I just wanna take you anywhere. And the difference between 1D and the Beatles, aside from the haircuts, had to do with the internet. Before, your connection to a celebrity was limited. If you wanted to see the Beatles, you would have to go see them in person, and this was nearly impossible. So really, your only options were photos or on TV. There used to be distance, but now, with a click of a button, they're on your phone. Here's a true story. It's 2013. One Direction was headed to New Zealand to play a concert in Auckland. Directioners, as they're called, were so excited that their beloved Harry, Zayn, Liam, Niall, and Louis were in their home country. So much so that they showed up to the airport. Sounds a lot like the Beatles, right? Well, yes, but this is where the modern twist comes. On the day of their departure, a fan account on Twitter posted a livestream link. But this wasn't just any link. This was a link to the Auckland Airport security camera footage. And of course, there he was, just sitting there, Harry Styles, doing absolutely nothing. Now, of course, this link was only up for a few minutes before getting shut down. It's also never been confirmed that this was a directioner doing this, and for all we know, this could have been an inside job. The details of this whole thing are absolutely bizarre, but my point here is, this would not have happened with the Beatles. And while we're on the topic of modern technology and fandom, social media plays a huge factor into feeding into those celebrity crushes. Online platforms often fill the space of a public forum, especially when it comes to fandom. There are entire accounts dedicated to just one thing, or in this case, a person. For instance, there's this infamous account called Club Chalamet. And, hence the name, it's an account dedicated to news updates and opinions on the actor Timothée Chalamet. It's ran by a woman named Simone Cromer, and oh boy, she's a hoot. Miss Club, as she's called, does not shy away from her opinions. For example, when the first video surfaced with him and his now girlfriend Kylie Jenner, Club Chalamet was not happy. So unhappy, she took to social media in a now deleted post to say, quote, "Kylie doesn't have anything to offer Timothée on an intellectual level," and "Kylie attracts a certain crowd that has very low IQs." It's pretty rude in my opinion. And of course, your celebrity crushes are online too. And it's worth noting that Club Chalamet claims that Timothée is aware of her. So imagine saying that about someone and knowing they would hear it. It's not very nice. Sometimes your celebrity crushes are talking directly to the camera, sharing pieces of their lives in real time.
Hey guys, it's Niall here. I am so excited to be at the SoFi Center.
Get dressed with me for day two of Coachella.
People have been asking about my five-step Korean beauty routine, so I'm gonna walk you through it.
It's things like this, and fan accounts like Club Chalamet, that create this feeling that you actually know your celebrity crush. But of course, you don't. And that illusion of closeness can make celebrity crushes feel deeper than they used to. It's not just, I think they're attractive because I saw them on TV. It's, I like their personality. I relate to them. I hate their girlfriend. And you start to build this version of them in your head. And sometimes, that line between admiration and attachment gets a little blurry. It becomes so parasocial that criticism of them feels like a criticism of you. When you're emotionally invested in someone who doesn't even know you exist. But at the same time, maybe that's why celebrity crushes are so appealing. There's no rejection, no awkwardness, and you get the excitement of a crush without any risk. And whether it was my grandma with Elvis, or my dad with his pillow, or me watching High School Musical for the first time, the feeling is kind of the same. It's just shaped by whatever era you happen to grow up in. So yeah, celebrity crushes seem silly, but they actually say a lot about how we connect. Not just with celebrities, but with each other. Because in the end, it's not really about them, it's about us. Because we're all in this together, right?